This is a lumber plus pepper festival about the groundhog.
I remember this.
You don't? No, you don't. Never heard this one before. The groundhog, who was taught how to be a scarecrow. He was educated by pepper smoke so that he could be a scarecrow. And pepper smoke thought this would be a pretty good idea because the groundhog lived in a hole right alongside the edge of a cornfield. And he thought the groundhog would be right there when the crows came down and started to eat the corn and pick it out and so forth. And if he could train the groundhog, he could jump up out of his hole, scare the crows away, nobody else was around, you see?
Yeah.
And so, Pepper Smoke, of course, you know the way Pepper Smoke scared people like a boogeyman. So he went over with his little friend, Fudgy and Fudgy, and they went down in the groundhog hole, and the groundhog was sleeping down there, and he picked one up. Pepper Smoke wants to talk to you. So the groundhog came up. Pepper Smoke said, "Now, we need somebody to chase the crows away from the cornfield, and we think that you would be an ideal person to do it because you live so close to the cornfield that you could come up on a moment's notice. If we could think of a satisfactory way for you to scare the crows." But he said, "You can't do it my regular way, which is And the groundhog said, "Well, I can whistle." Now, did you know a groundhog can whistle? They can. A groundhog can whistle. And I don't know whether it sounds like and that's a groundhog whistle. And they thought maybe if you come here, tear it up out of the ground, and the crows are right nearby, and you would So, they said, "Well, we'll have a trial." So, there weren't any crows around this then, and Pepper Smoke said, "We'll go over here." He said, "I need to practice up on my act a little bit."
Okay.
And so he went, scared everything that was around there. So then they went over to the other side of the field, and sure enough, after a while, about a half dozen crows flew in. Started to peck at the corn. And of course, Pepper Smoke had given the groundhog instructions. And suddenly, the groundhog appeared out of the hole, silently holding down very silently. And those crows didn't know what it was. And they turned around and they were looking up in the trees for along the hedgerow and everything, and they didn't see the groundhog. He took his head out of the hole. So they flew away. Pepper Smoke said, "Boy," he said, "that was pretty unique." Now, he said, "That's something we have a trained groundhog to scare the crows away, and instead of doing my job, the groundhog was to scare the crows away." Now, you didn't hear that one before, did you?
Yeah, how'd you like that story? You know what today is? It's the last day of August in 1983.
I know. Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, Uncle Bill.